This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I won't let my body outweigh everything that I'm made of. Won't spend my life trying to change. I'm learning to love who I am. I am strong, I feel free. I know every part of me is beautiful. And I will always outweigh. If you feel it, put your hands in the air. Show some love to the mirror while you're there. Let's take it one day at a time. Cause you and I outweigh.
Happy Saturday, Outweigh. Amy here, and I'm with Leanne Ellington.
Hello.
And this is part three of BFB, Binge Free Brain. Got it down by the third week. I've been calling it brain-free binge.
Uh-huh. But that works too.
That works too, BFB. Okay, so today we're talking about what women want.
Yeah, why we do what we do. And just to kind of give you a scope, this is a very female-centric problem. And not because, you know,
Binging
in general, even any mental emotional disorder. So for example, John Hopkins did a study where they found that women are twice as likely to be diagnosed with depression as men are, and twice as likely to be diagnosed with anxiety. So these are typically, you know, mental emotional disorders. And when I say disorder, I really want you to understand it's just a dis-ease or a disorder. There's something in your brain that's kind of misfiring, and it's fixable, it's healable. It's not like this is who you are, but it's not in the order of operations that feels good.
You're not broken.
Right. You're not stuck that way. So I just wanted to give that clarity. Same with disordered eating, right? But we are more prone to it, females than men, and that's what we're going to get into today as well. But then also on this disordered eating and eating disorder side of it, binge eating disorder was twice as high among females as it was in males. This is according to the National Institute of Mental Health. Bulimia was 5 times as high in women as it was in men, five times higher. Yeah.
And I know you don't have the answer probably.
Sure.
Because it's just a little thought here about men versus women. Do you think we're diagnosed? There's more because we'll actually admit it.
Yeah, so that is part of it. And these studies did mention that women are more prompt to raise their hand and say, I have a struggle. So this is just what's been diagnosed. And so that variable is definitely a big variable that sways it. These studies are between 3 to 6 years old. So it's a lot different. You know, the John Hopkins one was, I think, like a 6-year-old study. So it's probably a lot higher. I know COVID changed the game for a lot of this. But then with anorexia, it was 3 times higher among women than men. But yeah, a big variable in that was their ability to just even say, hey, I have a problem, ask for help, which comes into play of what we're going to talk about today. So part of it is I used to think that I was over emotional, or I thought I was weak, or I thought, you know, and I grew up with 3 older brothers. So I had a lot of comparison in that sense too. And what I really want you all to get is that the female brain is just wired differently. And so when I understood, you know, what women want and why we do what we do and why we feel the way that we feel and why we feel over emotional, but really we're just like being emotional, it's not that we're crazy or weak-willed or inferior or superior. It's just that we're wired a bit differently. And so my favorite female brain scientist, Lou Anne Bresendin. She was somebody who was in Ivy Leagues back in the 70s and 80s and was studying neuroscience and literally raised her hand and was like, where's all the studies on the females? And they were like, we don't have any. So she dedicated her life to studying the female brain. And one of the things that she says, I quote it all the time, but she said more than 99% of male and female genetic coding is exactly the same. So just that 1%, right? It's 99% the same. But out of the 30,000 genes in the human genome, that less than 1% variation between the sexes is small, but it really accounts for everything. So we are 1% different, and that seems like not a lot, but it's everything. So for example, and I'll just kind of start and we'll go high level overview, and then I want to go a little bit nitty gritty into one specific part of the brain where a lot of this lives. But you hear me talk about the anterior cingulate cortex a lot, the ACC. It's what really helped me understand why I do what I do. And we're going to talk about that in depth this week, next week, the following week. It's really a big central figure in this binge-free brain side of things.
BFB.
But it is more active and bigger in women than it is in men. So we literally have a bigger social brain. So we're going to come back to that. The prefrontal cortex, a lot of people have heard about that, the kind of human part of our brain, the CEO, the queen that rules the emotions, but also keeps us from going wild, kind of reins us in, and focuses on like these right now, matter of fact, happening right now types of things. And it's the pay attention to this right now part of the brain. It also inhibits impulses as well, but it's larger in women and it matures faster in females than in males by 1 to 2 years. So it's larger and we mature faster. The insula, this is where if you're one of those people that you have a gut feeling about something, this is the part of your brain that processes those gut feelings. It's larger and more active in women as well.
Oh, so that's why women's intuition.
Yes, it's a thing. It's because we literally, that part of our brain is bigger and more active. So the next part that we're going to talk about is interesting because it's the one part that we're going to talk about that's actually bigger in men, but this might help people have a better understanding. So the amygdala is kind of like the human alarm system. It lets us know when we're in danger, when there's threat, but it also is the thing that's tamed by the prefrontal cortex. Now, the amygdala is larger in men. One of the number one things when I'm talking to a client, I ask them, like, does your husband or your partner know what a deep emotional struggle this is for you? Or do they think it's just a matter of needing more willpower or eating less and moving more? And 9 times out of 10, they'll say, well, he knows I struggle, but he doesn't get it because he doesn't get it. Anytime he's tried to lose weight, he's lost weight. He doesn't understand that this takes up so much emotional space for me. But part of it is because they're thinking more logically about the problem. They don't, because of all the different parts of the brain, the emotional pain center, the I feel what you feel, which we haven't even gotten to that yet, the insula, the gut processing where we got, you know, our gut instincts process things. It's just we process things differently. And so that's why the logic and reason side of the male brain might not necessarily be able to, they can empathize, but maybe not necessarily have full compassion for what we're going through because they've never felt that kind of pain because they're not processing, even if they have the same experiences with food and they're driving through and binging at the drive-thru, their brain isn't processing it as emotionally and as socially, which we're going to talk about. We're going to come back to the social brain at the way that we do. So it's just a completely different processing. So I just wanted to point out that that's where the one part of the brain that we're talking about that's bigger in men, why it is so impactful. Moving over to the hippocampus, which is the elephant that never forgets. So if you know exactly what you wore in, you know, 1993 at a dinner and you know that you were wearing a purple dress and that you ordered chicken at dinner, it's because your hippocampus, the elephant that never forgets, that longer term memory part of the brain, it's larger and more active in women.
Which is interesting because men are like, how do you remember that detail? I feel like that is a common men versus women thing, at least in my marriage.
Yep.
It would often come up. He'd be like, how do you remember that? And it may not even be, you know, what I wore and what I ate, but maybe an argument we had 8.5 years ago about something so stupid, but I remember every detail of it.
Absolutely. And Louise Bresendin, that female brain doctor that I was telling you about, she talks about how the elephant that never forgets a fight, a romantic encounter, or a tender moment and won't let you forget it either. That's just really what it is, you know? And I think all the women that are listening are nodding their heads, and any man listening to this, you're nodding your heads as well. So the last thing that we'll talk about before we come back to that social brain is the mirror neuron system. So this is that I feel what you feel emotional empathy system in our brain, and it gets in sync with other people's emotions. So if you ever walk into a room and you kind of feel the vibe and you kind of regulate based on that, that is your mirror neuron system that's getting in sync and reading facial expressions. It's reading body language. Maybe it's interpreting tone, right? And that's why a lot of women are more sensitive to body language and tone, you know, and texting. If it has, oh my gosh, there's five capital letters and an exclamation point, are they mad at me? This is our mirror neuron system that interprets other nonverbal emotional cues. And it is also larger and more active in the female brain. So maybe some dots are already starting to connect for you ladies. But then really, when coming back to the part of the brain that we started with, which is that anterior cingulate cortex, and we're going to get into it specifically in the next couple weeks as well, but this is that social brain. This is the part of the brain that has third-party awareness of, do they accept me? Do they care for me? Are they connecting with me? Are they rejecting me? Are they judging me? Are they thinking that I've gained weight? Like, all of these things. Are they noticing that I ordered a salad when I think I've gained weight? Like, all these things. I can't even tell you how many of my clients are like, I feel like people are judging me whether I'm eating a salad or a piece of chocolate cake based on what I think I weigh that day. And they're so in their heads about it. That is that anterior cingulate cortex, which has this third party goggle awareness where they're judging themselves. So it's like self-perception, but it's also perception of other people's perception as well. And that is bigger, more active, and matures earlier in women than it does in men. So that's why that social brain for a 13-year-old girl going through puberty is hyperactive. Like, that these girls are noticing other people's opinions of them more actively and earlier than the male brain.
That's interesting. I can see how teenage girls are definitely different. I have a teenage girl and a teenage boy, and they're very different in that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So coming back full circle about this, you know, this specific why we're talking about this on today, you know, when it comes to a binge-free brain, it's like part of it is understanding you are not crazy. You are not over emotional. You are not sad or pathetic because you care what other people think about you. All of these things that we think, or, you know, and we're going to get into, you know, filling voids with food when it comes to that social brain as well. You are wired the way that you are. And the female brain and the male brain, neither one is good, bad, right, wrong, better than the other. It's just we are wired differently. And understanding, oh, no wonder I reacted that certain way versus my brother or my husband reacted a different way, or the random guy on social media reacted a separate way. It doesn't mean anything about you. Just understanding why we do what we do, what women want, how we, you know, feed our emotions. And then, of course, coming into what we were talking about at the top of this episode about why things like binge eating disorder, anxiety, depression is so much more rampant in women. It's because our brains are wired to be more emotional. And part of that, in my opinion, is just taking ownership of it so that we can feed our brain what it actually needs in those moments. Because as you're learning, it's not food.
Okay, so that's why it's important for us to understand. Like, we want to know this about our brains and what's happening so that we can then take the next right step.
Yeah, because it's like a data versus drama thing, right? Like, the data is, oh, my brain is emotionally processing this in a more emotional fashion than the guy right next to me. And it doesn't mean that I'm weak or stupid or wrong or anything. And that's why also stressless eating has been my life for, you know, 10 years. And my husband understands it to the extent that he gets it. But he's never experienced the struggles of living in a food and body prison. So he's never going to be able to fully understand a problem that he's never had. So part of it too is like, yes, it's an awareness that your brain is wired a certain way and to give yourself more compassion and love and understanding and help yourself solve the right problem, but then also not necessarily feel so alienated or alone or isolated when you might feel like somebody doesn't understand you. It is a very specific type of problem that obviously women are experiencing very differently because of the physiological components and composition of our brains.
Yeah, I think it's just empowering to have this information, because then if the narrative becomes that you're crazy or
exactly
weak, then
right,
that just perpetuates the problem.
Yeah. And as we learn, beliefs shape our behavior. So if that becomes a belief, good luck with the behavior, because it's going to keep coming back. It'll meet you where you are in your beliefs.
And the pattern continues.
Yep.
It's like this cute little ecosystem, and everything, it takes like everything to feed off of each other. And when you get stuck in that flow, you go round and round and round.
Absolutely.
And as we've discussed before, it could be something fairly new for people if they're experiencing it, or this could be a 30, 40 year pattern.
Yeah. A lot of times it is a lifelong pattern until you address it.
Well, I know when it comes to the ACC, that's what we're going to focus on more for week four, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say that any one part of the brain is responsible for the binge eating and the overeating, but really that ACC is a very fundamental piece of this puzzle. So the next couple of weeks, we're going to be going into it specifically and to help you understand even deeper why you do what you do specifically next week. If you are somebody that has experienced either injury or physiological pain, but then also emotional pain, anxiety, depression, those things can kind of become a little bit cloggy or foggy in your brain, because the ACC is where you process emotional and physiological pain. So we're going to talk about that next week, especially as it relates to filling those voids with food.
Awesome. Okay, we will see y'all next Saturday for part four. Bye.
Bye.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.